Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour.
And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads invites you to a review of the year. The outstanding music from the Railroad Hour shows of 1951, starring Gordon McRae, his guest Lucille Norman, and the entire company. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This special New Year's Eve program is brought to you transcribed by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Happy holiday, everybody.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday, with a calendar keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Well, sir, here it is, New Year's Eve. It's been a happy year, a singing year for all of us on the show train. You know, the wonderful part of saying goodbye to an old year is that when the clock shakes hands with itself at midnight, we can all say hello to a shiny, fresh new year. Tonight especially, the very air of Studio A here at NBC in Hollywood seems to be filled with the melodies we've sent across the nation throughout 1951, reverberating like a giant bell. The whole Railroad Hour family's here to help you remember. Lucille Norman, come here and help us recall a musical highlight from Rodgers and Hammerstein's State Fair.
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high. And somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky.
It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love.
Falling, falling in love. It's more than the moon.
Maybe it's more than the birds.
Maybe it's more than the sight of the night in a light too lovely for words.
Maybe it's more than the earth
shining in silvery blue.
Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you.
This year, we've tried something new. We've brought you some operas. Madame Butterfly, Martha, Bohemian Girl. It's been a thrill to sing them, and we hope this stirring music has made your 1951 just a little richer. One of the arias I really enjoyed singing was Oh, So Fair from Martha.
Game. dark the future seemed to loom, till her clear, brilliant sphere new with light dispelled the gloom. Oh, she fled, quickly sped, all my joy in fleeting dreams. As I wake, hope's voice ached, robbing me of godlike dreams, of godlike dreams. Ah, so pure, so
Lucy, do you have a particular favorite among our 1951 shows?
Oh, Gordon, I've loved them all. But one that really rang the bell was a broadcast you did back in April. You made us all forget the rain clouds by whisking us off to Scotland. Remember Annie Laurie?
I do indeed. I was Bobby Burns in the purple hidden hills of Scotland. Reverse the calendar to the night of 1951, April 2nd. And let's tune in on Annie Laurie. Some of the highlights of the year have been the songs that Victor Herbert gave us to sing. Lucille Norman helps us remember the delightful legend from Sweetheart.
The lively Jumpman,
sparkling for frivolity,
the sprightly Coquette,
who lived just for jollity,
had plenty of suitors, had only to choose, and being a Dutch girl, she wore a wooden shoe. When she stole out at night, all the town knew the news. When they heard the pitter-patter of her wooden shoes, then the lads half asleep, oh, how jealous they'd get. And they'd say to themselves, who is out with Jeanette?
Jeanette, Jeanette, who's out with Jeanette?
Clippity-clop-clop, clippity-clop-clop, over the top. But you heard her for miles, with her pitter patter patter clip clap clop off in her suit. The secret betrayed by Jeanette, who that shows.
Clip clop clop, clip clop clop, there in the snow, her feet so pretty showed them which way to go.
With her pitter patter patter clip clap clop, they found a clue.
Jeanette
lost her print shoes.
We're bringing you Music in the Air, the highlights of melody we've sent across the airways of America in the past 52 weeks of 1951. Perhaps the song which describes best how we feel on these Monday nights is from Music in the Air. For the song, ladies and gentlemen, is You.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away.
I hear music when I touch your hand. A beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart,
must it be forever inside of me?
Why can't I let it go?
Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. Is sweet.
The words are true.
The song is you.
The song is you.
The song.
Turn in just a moment for the second half of the Railroad Hour Review of the Year. In just a few hours now, the long minute hand of the clock will finish its last race of 1951 with the hour hand. And they'll both meet at midnight, signaling the start of the new year. And all across America, families, whether at home, at church, or gathered with friends, will pause in a moment of retrospect for the year just passed. Then, with traditional confidence in the future, we'll look ahead toward 1952 with firm resolve to meet the challenges that face us. Last year at this time, fighting had been going on for 6 months in Korea, and the nation had embarked on its mobilization program. Ahead of the railroads lay the tremendous job of performing the bulk of the transportation service required to move men and materiel, and to haul the raw materials needed to make the munitions which the armed forces must have. In the face of this challenge, the railroads were resolved to do everything possible to meet their responsibilities in national rearmament. In line with the objective, they further intensified the billion-dollar-year program of improvement which they had carried on since the end of World War II. To this end, the railroads in 1951 spent more than $1.4 billion on new freight cars and locomotives, better tracks and terminals, new signals and shops, and all the other things required to produce better transportation service. During the year ahead, the railroad's number one resolution is again to continue their vital expansion program, right up to the limit of available money and materials. Yes, as in the past, you can be sure the railroads will do everything within their power to provide the transportation service so essential to our commerce, indispensable to our security. to Gordon McRae, his guest star Lucille Norman, and our Railroad Hour show train's review of the year.
Happy holidays!
On this New Year's Eve, we're turning the calendar back for a look and a listen at the musical highlights of 1951. Your many good letters told us how much you liked the 13 original musicals we brought you during the summer. And I had a lot of fun, too, being Casey at the Bad and Marco Polo and the Emperor Shahryar. And you remember when I walked into town as Rip Van Winkle with a beard down to my belt buckle and nobody knew me after my 20-year snooze?
Get out the way, Rip Van Winkle. So get out the way, Rip Van Winkle, get out the way, Rip Van Winkle. War is over, Tory's sleeping, Rip Van Winkle just lay there sleeping.
I like the sentimental ones, Gordon, especially the show called Springtime in Paris. There was a scene in it and a song that I'll never forget.
With music by our own Carmen Dragon and lyrics by Lawrence and Lee. Tell you what, let's do the scene.
Where are we?
In the little cemetery called Père Lachaise. See, long ago, before Romeo and Juliet even, Eloise and Abelard fell in love. And now they sleep side by side here. Look. All around their monument, the pebbles are shaped like tiny hearts.
Eloise and Abelard.
They say if you take one of these stones, no harm can ever come to your own true love.
It's so beautiful, I want to cry.
Listen, they say that the very wind calls their names. Here. Take this heart-shaped stone.
You take one, too. Dear Eloise, dear Abelard, don't let anything happen to our own true love.
These heart-shaped stones of white and brown are keys to
how we sang the stirring melodies of Rimsky-Korsakov in our original musical of 1001 Nights. Come to the distant reaches of magical Samarkand, Lucille, and be the enchanting Scheherazade.
In the hush of the night there is love.
love. And the wind is her voice murmuring a tune.
You must search through the night for your love. She is there hiding in the dew of summer sky.
Let the dusk be the dawn of our love. With a garden of stars blossoming.
On this, the last Monday of 1951, we want to pay tribute to one of the great men of our century. We have brought you many of the warm and glowing operettas of Sigmund Romberg on our Railroad Hour broadcasts. And we shall continue to bring them to you. Next Monday, his never-to-be-forgotten Blossom Time, and 2 weeks after that, his rousing Desert Song. For us, his music will live always, deep in our hearts. And as long as there are voices to sing and ears to hear, the world will cherish the songs and the spirit of the great Sigmund Romberg.
Golden days, what a gaiety that had no sting. Looking back through
in October, when we presented Holiday Inn, Irving Berlin gave us the perfect way to sing what we all want to say tonight. Do you agree, Lucy?
Let's start it off together, Gordon.
All right.
Let's start the new year right. 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin.
Ooh.
Kissing the old year out. Kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a kite.
Ooh,
how can our love go wrong if we start the new year?
Well, sir, it won't be long before Mr. 1952 comes striding west across the time zones at 1,000 miles an hour. It's a time for celebration, but it's also a time for prayer and thanksgiving. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of music, for the chance to reach across the vastness of space and touch other hearts with the songs in our hearts. May God give you all a full, happy new year.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be.
temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
It's been a real pleasure for all of us to have been with all of you on this New Year's Eve. And on behalf of the American Railroads and all the members of our Railroad Hour family, let me extend best wishes for a truly happy New Year. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. Parents everywhere shudder at the thought of infantile paralysis. For this dreaded crippler of children is on the march, striking in more and more of its defenseless victims. So be sure to join the 1952 March of Dimes during January. Your dimes and dollars will help science conquer infantile paralysis and assist thousands of crippled children to walk again.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready once more to pull out. Next Monday, Sigmund Romberg's Great Blossom Time, and our guest will be charming Nadine Connor. Until next week, then, this is Gordon MacRae saying goodbye.
Gordon MacRae can be seen starring in Warner Brothers' Starlit. Lucille Norman appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, who are releasing the Milton Sperling production Distant Drums. The Railroad Hour, transcribed, is written by Lawrence and Lee. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Lubov, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Stay tuned for the Telephone Hour. It's next on NBC.